Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the heart of Hollywood, California, in the Los Angeles area. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network, coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70 here at the Raton Hotel in the heart of Hollywood. Today is Sunday, July 19th, 2015. It's a little after 6 a.m. Pacific time, which is a little after 9 a.m. Eastern time, and around the world, in all the other time zones around the world, here on the internet, on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Did you know God loves you? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late, because when you're gone from this earth, when you die, I pray that you are a believer before that, before you die. God has given you every chance to repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died over 2,000 years ago. He was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, and one day the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. I'm going to put in a good word for the Raton Hotel. Daily and weekly rates, they're located at 1732 North Whitley Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90028. Their phone number, 323-462-9257. Includes utilities, maid service, and Wi-Fi at the Raton Hotel. And this is where I'm coming to you from, here in the heart of Hollywood. Also, All American Air Compressor Company, motor spray and welding equipment, and other items. They're located at 5927 Custer Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Their phone number, 818-785-9306, or 818-785-3383. Pray for me. I'm not feeling too well, but I'm gonna make it. I'll be okay. Also, I said I would put in a good word for this Starbucks coffee. This one is located at 6102 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. Their phone number, 323-467-6404. The other day I was at American Radio Network here in Hollywood, and very soon I might be having radio shows there. And last night I was on KABC 790 AM radio station here in Los Angeles, a very big radio station with the ABC radio network. And they allowed me to mention my network, GMN Gregory News Network, and my name. And they were talking about is there a conspiracy going on in regards to, medicines, pharmaceutical medicines that people are taking? But the thing is, the conspiracy is sometimes when people take these medicines, they get worse off than if they didn't take them at all. So, that, you know, I believe it's a government conspiracy to eliminate people. How do you feel about that? Now, you can call me on my other cell phone, 818-426-6374. That's 818-426-6374. And after this broadcast, you can call me on my cell phone, my other cell phone right here, 904-575-8797. And is the United States government conspiring against people to destroy people's lives? I believe so. But we must keep praying for the United States government, that they, people in the government will repent, believing and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me mention this. The Abrahamic covenant is still in effect, and it's in effect forever, okay? I will bless those who bless thee, God says. God said to Abraham, I will bless those who bless thee, and I will curse those who curse thee. If you're for the Jews in the state of Israel and you're for Christians, you will be blessed of God. If you go against them, you will be cursed of God. If the United States government sends troops to go against Israel, those troops, the armed forces of the United States government, if they go against Israel, they are cursed of God. Now, I pray for our troops. There are some Christians in the United States Armed Forces that are truly Christians. But let me forewarn you, if they go against Israel and the Jews and they go against Christians, anyone who goes against Christians, Jews, or the state of Israel, they will be destroyed by God Almighty. I'm for the United States government armed forces, but if they go against Israel and they go against the Jews and the Christians, they are cursed of God. You understand that? I was in the United States Marine Corps back in 1981 for a few months. I had a bad knee. I had to get out, and I had got an honorable discharge out of the United States Marine Corps. I had a bad knee, so I had to get out. I wanted to stay in, but I didn't stay in. I went on rehabilitation, and my knee still wasn't rehabilitated, so they gave me an honorable discharge out of the United States Marine Corps. You can send me an email anytime, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. And now I'm going to read some more portion of the Word of God. First of all, John 3:16 says, in the Holy Word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now I'm going to read out of Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The fear of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, is the beginning of wisdom, just the beginning of it. Fear God, honor the King, King Jesus. He is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, God of Gods. No one can approach unto him. No one. Not I, not anyone. Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, not three separate gods, ladies and gentlemen, but one God with three personalities of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, one God. And one day, we are all going to stand before God Almighty. believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. You're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor, called of God. My name is James William Gregory Jr. I'm a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not perfect. I make many mistakes, but I know God is with me, and I repent wholeheartedly, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. He's my God. He's my best friend forever, forever and ever. I'm not afraid to die. I know I'm going to heaven when I die. Let me repeat John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Not maybe have, not possibly have, but have everlasting life. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Okay, I'm going to go to another book in the Bible, Ephesians chapter 6. I'm getting to it right now. Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 6. Children, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart as unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is the respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that ye might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Peace be to the brethren, and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. That was Ephesians chapter 6. I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on the blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in to my other cell phone right now, 818-426-6374. 818-426-6374, or send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. Check out my main website for my shows and network since 1999 at www.quakemed.freeservers.com. That's spelled www.quakemed.freeservers.com. Also, you can call me after this broadcast on this cell phone. 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Let me put in a good word for my sponsors once again. I'm coming to you from the heart of Hollywood, California. Today is Sunday, July 19th, 2015. Rattan Hotel, daily and weekly rates. They're located at, They're located at 1732 North Whitley Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90028, 323-462-9257, 323-462-9257 is their phone number. Includes utilities, main service, and Wi-Fi at the Rattan Hotel. That's where I'm coming to you from right now. Also, I want to put in a good word for the Starbucks coffee. They're located on the corner of Sunset and Gower. 6102 West Sunset Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90028. The main phone number for the Starbucks coffee, 323-467-6404. Say hi to Charlotte. She works there. Nice lady. All American Air Compressor Company, motor spray and welding equipment, and other items. They're located at 5927 Kester Avenue, Van Nuys, California, 91411. Their phone number, 818-785-9306 or 818-785-3383. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the end days. I truly believe that. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. For whosoever, meaning anyone, shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Call upon him and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve punishment in hell, but Lord, have mercy on my soul. Save my soul. I repent from any known sin. And he will receive you. Receive him into your heart. Have a change of mind. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb. And he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day by the almighty power of God. He is now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And one day, the Lord Jesus Christ himself is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. But the way I see end time events, ladies and gentlemen, the way I see end time events, we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist. But we as Christians should not worry. We should not be afraid of the Antichrist. I believe we're going to go through the tribulation period and face the Antichrist. Let me, I just turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Stand by. Verse 1, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That's talking about the Antichrist, and he is not God. The Lord is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. That's describing the Antichrist. A lot of people are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I hope not for his sake, because if he's the Antichrist, the Bible says clearly in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast alive into the burning lake of fire. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. There are many Antichrist people out there that don't believe in the Lord. They never received the love of the truth. The love of the truth is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when you receive the Lord, God gives you the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to indwell within you forever. Let me read that again. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You know, in this world today, ladies and gentlemen, people are calling evil good and good evil. This world is backwards. Good is always good. Evil is always evil. The truth is always the truth, and a lie is always a lie. You understand that, ladies and gentlemen? Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your wicked ways. Turn from your wicked ways. Turn or burn. Your choice. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. By the way, God Almighty created Adam, and then he created Eve. He took a rib out of Adam and created Eve, created woman. God created a man and woman in the Garden of Eden. Okay, Eve is the mother of all living. God commanded Adam and Eve to have sex, to bring forth children, to cover the earth. Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, and they brought a whole world of sins into the world, and everyone born into this world after Adam and Eve sinned, we're all sinners. We have that sin nature. You know, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'm a sinner, you're a sinner. The only person who never sinned is the Lord Jesus Christ. He walked perfectly. He's the author of the commandments. He kept all the commandments. He's the author of the commandments. He never sinned. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And let me read on. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. That was 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And, you know, a lot of people say also that the false prophet is the Pope. You must be born again, born with the Holy Spirit of God. The Catholic Church cannot save you, ladies and gentlemen. No religion can save you, only the Lord Jesus Christ. ordained of God. Only He can save you. He's the only, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon this half an hour broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/quickman70. And I'm glad you're listening to my network, GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. I planted a church in Jacksonville, Florida, entitled Tribulation Baptist Church, and the church travels with me wherever I go. I just moved back here to the Los Angeles area a little over 7 weeks ago. Went around there, approximately, from Jacksonville, Florida. Took a Greyhound bus all the way from Jacksonville. It took 3 days, four different Greyhound buses to get back to the West Coast here. I'm glad to be back. I was on KABC 790 AM radio station last night. They were they allowed me to mention my name and my network, GNN Gregory News Network. And if you ever want to make a contribution for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated, $10 or higher, much appreciated. God bless you. And you know, I'm going through a lot of tribulation, a lot of persecution from unbelievers. So keep me in your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, and much appreciated, and God bless you. And you can contact me anytime. My brand new cell phone is 818-426-6374, 818-426-6374, or on my other cell phone after this broadcast, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Today's Sunday. I'm going to go to church later on today. Probably here in Hollywood. This is where I live right now. We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. I believe World War III has begun, and I believe that nuclear weapons are going to be used in World War III. Keep me in your prayers. Now remember, today is the day of salvation. If you're not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, believe and trust in Him right now. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Confess your sin to God and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve punishment, but Lord, have mercy on my soul. Save my soul, and He will do so. It is impossible for God to lie, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for God to lie. Call upon the Lord while you still can. Because when you die, if you're not trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to go straight to hell, a burning, fiery place. And the Bible says death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity, ladies and gentlemen. But if you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, repenting from your sinful way, you have heaven for all eternity, ladies and gentlemen. About 60 seconds to go of this live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. 60 seconds. The announcer just a person on Blog Talk Radio just informed me less than 60 seconds. Listen, you have a great day. May God bless you and keep you and make His face to shine upon you. You can check out my YouTube broadcast under my name, James Gregory. Just go to Google, put in GNN Gregory News Network. Also my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr. and on Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. Okay, wrapping up, you have a great day. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot emphasize this more. Call upon the Lord right now and say, Lord, have mercy on my soul. And He will do so. Wrapping up, 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church. I'm the pastor. Jesus Christ is my Savior. This is GNN Gregory's Network. Have a great day. God bless you. Take care.